All right.
Carrie's Couch. Carrie's Couch.
Lucky du Plessis, you are not just an amazing man, you are a whole man, complete. You know what I do believe, and I hope you do too, that when we come into this world, we kind of somewhere spiritually, we know what is meant, like what's going to happen. And so that's why we can make it. And let's be honest, you and Charles and Mom, we're meant to be together, right? But when your show at 947 was canceled, was there a little bit of that trigger of like an unwanted boy all over again?
Like, it wasn't really that. When that happened at 947, I was upset. Those feelings of neglect didn't come back. And so I was a bit disappointed in the station itself instead of the what's in it. You know what I'm saying? And
yes.
we weren't pushed from second place to the third place. We were pushed from, okay, cool, you guys are second best in the station, and now we are putting you on the last slot on radio. It's a kick in the face. So I was a bit disappointed in that sense.
So then when Greg and Lucky were over, what for you were you like, ah, flip it, I'm done with radio, I'm just moving on? Or did you have that like dream there still, that when the East Coast call came, were you like amped, or was it more just like, I don't want to leave radio with a sour taste in my mouth, so let me just give this a go?
No. So being a Johannesburg kid, East Coast was always the radio station everybody knows, because us Varleys come down to Durban and we ruin the beautiful Durban as is in December. But we know the station because we listen to it when we're down there, and anybody that flies down there, you always turn on East Coast. It's just a radio station, you know? And then everybody, people like Darren Moore, you guys, we know, even if you dark in Durban, if you don't live in Durban, you do know of the Breakfast Show. Like, and our country, we just know the radio presenters because we love radio. We're that kind of society. But I was like, I didn't want to give up on radio. I was like, I'm going to give it a shot. I said to Greg, because also they let me go and not him. He came to my house the next day and he's like, man, hey, listen, so what do you want to do? And I said, listen, bro, I'm going to give radio a chance, but I'm going to do it myself and I'm going to go. And he was like, oh man, I thought like you were going to be done. I said, no. And I was like, until they're like, Lucky, you're not good enough to be on radio, then I'm going to keep trying. For me, I love the vibe of it. I love connecting with people. I love talking to people. My favorite thing in the world is listening to stories. I love that. Like, it's such a cool thing. And you know what the funny thing is? Everyone might not have a story like mine, but everyone has a story. It might be one story about at a party that you did something, and I want to hear that thing. That's the thing for me. So that's what I love.
So Zach, can we expect that kind of vibe on the weekend show? Just like hanging out with Lucky, you chatting to us chatting back to you. A real cool weekend breakfast vibe.
Yes, definitely. That kind of vibe. I mean, I'm not going to be as good as Dan, Kerry and Sky, but I'll try.
I know that it is COVID times, but I cannot wait to officially welcome you with a Bluetooth hug. And honestly, we are so excited to have you. And you know what? Like, I hear your story and it feels like you can't even make this up. It's like a movie script with the most beautiful, happy ending. And how many babies do you have?
I've got one baby. He's 19 months, 10, 20 months. And next, but I hopefully the next one's a baby girl. That's all I want. I just want a baby girl. I want to have tea parties and tiaras, man. That's all I want. So,
well, look, you can come and tea party and tiara with us anytime. And for what it's worth, I just want to say that to your birth mom, to your birth dad, to Portia, to everyone that was instrumental in getting you to where you are now, to who you are now, I want to say a massive thank you, actually, because your wife, your baby, your brother, your parents, your late dad, they all got to meet you, the person that you are, and now we get to meet you. And it's all because of every single person that has crossed your path, whether we thought it was good or bad.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Kerry. It was awesome to be on the couch, by the way.
Thank you so much for coming and spending time with me on Kerry's Couch. Lucky du Plessis, catch him every single weekend breakfast on East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station, now featuring Mr. Lucky du Plessis.